Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, folks. Tori from Idiot Box Radio here. I certainly hope this show finds you. Well, I don't feel too bad myself. Thank you so much for asking. I'd feel a lot better if you subscribed to the show through Apple Podcasts. That'd be fantastic and leave me a stunning 5-star review on the format of your choice. I'm trying to get onto Spotify. It just hasn't happened yet, for which I do apologize. I'd be even happier if I could figure that out because I know a lot of you use that format which to listen to your shit. But this is the best I can manage and I'm doing my best. So at the meantime, if you can't figure it out, then just listen to it live off the website. It means you'll have to go back and check a lot more. Or you could join the Idiot Box Radio fan club, which is easily locatable on Facebook. If you don't have Facebook, create an account, come and join the fun and insanity, because until I do get this Spotify thing figured out, the best way you're going to listen to me is either through YouTube when I remember to upload a show or through the aforementioned Apple Podcast. Now, I've got a story to tell you. It's sort of embarrassing. It involves a friend of mine. A friend used to blow up about their cooking skills and other bits and pieces. They cook at a cafe. And I went out, and what do you do when the food that you eat is that shit that you actually want to vomit it up after you've left the fucking shop, but you don't have the heart to tell them this food was one of the worst fucking feeds I've ever had. And the worst thing is you went to their cafe and paid money for something that tastes like utter garbage. I don't know. It sounds awfully fucking ungrateful on my part, and I certainly know that, but I tell you stories about my life and they're always based on the truth without very much to do in the way of blowing up the facts. This actually happened. So myself and Ash, you've met Ash before. He's made noises on the show that you've heard at some point. He's also done lots of belching and farting that I haven't played on the show, but he's still a part of the show nonetheless. So Ash and I, we go out to this friend's cafe. It's about an hour's drive away. During the drive, we actually get airborne where I go down a fucking hill, accidentally hit a bump because I'm going too fast. I just bought a new car. It's a Mini Cooper. It's a fucking work of art in my opinion. And I thought to young Ashley, let's go down this thought because we're fucking telekinetic together and telepathetic actually. And I thought to myself, let's get airborne down the bottom of this. I just thought let's go really fast down there. Did you notice that Ashley and Ashley actually sound a lot like each other? And I just said that word again, but I did say actually or Ashley, you'll have to figure that out. And that may actually make you go backwards in the fucking recording to figure out what I just did. Anyhow, after about an hour of driving around in fucking Shitsville in the middle of the bush, we're not bush people though. Some would say that we do like the bush, but not that bush that's out in the country that has fucking kangaroos and wombats and shit in it, but more of the type that happens when, you know, you're having special cuddles late at night with someone you care about. Anyhow, I digress, but I'm getting to the point because I'm a man of action and I'm salting the fruit. We go to this fucking piece of shit restaurant, and the worst thing is I look down the road and there's actually a really nice looking fucking cafe restaurant there, and I go, oh, this isn't so bad, dude. This looks like it'll be a bit of fun. This looks like she was right all along and this is a place worth visiting after driving for so fucking long. No, he points out the window at the fucking piece of shit little cafe that is across the road from it, and we see the friend walking out of that area. Heart sink, fucking stomach starts to convulse. I'm really hungry though because I haven't had brekkie. I've been having diet shakes that I spoke to you about in the past and I'm not doing so well on them because they really taste like bog and only rich people can afford the really good ones. Anyhow, we go into her cafe. She says hello. I say hello back. Ash does something on his phone. I don't think he's acknowledged any of the conversation, but in any case, we're looking at the menu. He orders a coffee. I order a chocolate milkshake. I'm looking forward to that shake because, you know, out in the country they make things nice and fresh, and even if they don't, you get the impression that that's what's happening. And we order a breakfast wrap each, even though it's a little bit after 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Thereby, some people were thinking would be that it's not actually breakfast, but it's lunch. Or if you really want to push your luck, it is afternoon tea. But breakfast wrap sounds good. It's got the ingredients in it to be tasty. Oh my God, it was not to be so. So the drinks come out first and you go, ripper, they're not as hard to make as actual food. Ash has got his coffee, he's sipping away on it. He seems relatively happy. My milkshake comes out. It's not quite the right color. And why are those foamy bits at the top? I don't think someone spunked into the top of my drink. No siree, no Sir Bob, no Sir Grace. But in any case, I just don't think it looks right. And to make matters worse, when the girl, who isn't the friend, hands us the drink, then the fucking glass is super hot. It's just come straight out of a dishwasher. Do you pour milk into a fucking boiling hot glass? In case you do have to sit back and wonder for 2 seconds, no you don't. That doesn't happen. What you actually do is you fucking use a cool glass and you put the nice cold milk in, you put the chalky fucking whatever little tizzy topping that you want, and then you mix it all together. You give me a nice blob of ice cream to make it colder still, and you go, there you go, Sir Turalot. I hope you really enjoyed that. And I say I still haven't had a drink yet because I've preempted what I'm about to do. In any case, I take a drink. The drink is actually very, very, very warm. Have you ever had a warm milkshake? They're fucking disgusting. My friend comes over with our meals that she's cooked us. She smiles. She's made herself a steak sandwich. Must be nice working in a cafe where you can throw together a steak fucking sandwich whenever you feel like it, whilst you bring out your friend's two fucking pieces of shit that you yourself have cooked while stating how good a cook you actually are. The only thing that was cooked was my fucking wallet as I emptied out over $20 per person for something that tasted like shit. I cut open the breakfast wrap. wrap. It was meant to have egg in it. They should have scrambled it. But instead, she just thought she'd put a raw egg in there because when I cut it open, all the yolk and everything just fell straight out onto my plate. Really sorry, but it's the truth. In any case, I look at her and say, you didn't make the milkshake, did you? And she goes, no, why? And I said, because it's fucking warm and it's fucked. It cost me $8 for this piece of fucking curdled shit. She goes, that's a real shame. The milk's really good. They don't pasteurize it. I went, what? She goes, they don't pasteurize it. In case you don't know what that means, the milk's not treated. It comes straight from the fucking cow's tit and goes straight into the fucking glass. In fact, they may have a cow out the back that they just randomly pull the tits of to fucking get this milk straight into your coffee, your fucking milkshake. And maybe that is also why it's warm. It's at least body temperature if it's coming straight from the cow. But the whole thing is, this particular circumstance got me so angry and I didn't know what to do, because what do you do when your friend made you something that tastes like shit? And that is the question that I'm asking you today based on a real eating experience that I had. And also, it's dumb. I ate to be polite. And you know when you eat to be polite and then later you feel really sick? It's not fun. And that's the other person's fault for guilting you into coming out to their fucking 45-minute drive fucking piece of shit cafe that's located right next to a nice-looking one whilst there are people nearby and you can tell they're locals by the way they dress and the fact that they smell like cow poo. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm sure I smell like things of the city, like, you know, flowers and soap and detergent and maybe deodorant. But I digress and I'm moving away from the main fact is I have now had to say, in addition to having accidentally eaten dog, I have also now drunken milk that has not been treated in any way, shape or form. So if you go out to Dean's Marsh, be really careful where you eat, because one of those places could be good. The other could be a death trap. The other place could just give you raw egg inside your breakfast wrap. I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there. I'm just trying to save lives and I can't be graceful about it. I'm terribly sorry. Idiot Box Radio out.